on YouTube? This is Perry with Premier Guitar. I'm here in Nashville, Tennessee at the awesome, beautiful, famous Ryman Auditorium with my buddies here in Blackberry Smoke. This is Charlie. And they're kind enough today to take some time and walk us through some really cool guitars I'm excited to talk about. So let's get started. What do you say?
Yeah, man.
All right. This up first, huh?
Okay, this is my number one. Whew. It's a 56 Les Paul Junior. I've had it since 1993. I think I paid $850 for it. Not much original here. It's obviously a refin.
Yeah.
It says, "Hey y'all" on the back.
Hey y'all.
It's ridiculous. The pickup is great though.
And this is the, is this the original P90?
Yeah, but with a replacement cover.
Cool. Have you had to have, cover. I mean, it's old. Have you had to have it rewound or anything?
No. And I've only had the guitar refretted once since I've owned it. And, the guy that does fret work and things like that for me is a great guy in Georgia. And he kind of scolded me for it. He said, "This guitar's unplayable. How the hell did you let it get this bad?" But you know, you get used to anything, playing it every night.
Every night, yeah.
But it's a great guitar. It's really resonant. It's got that thing we all love, yeah. Not plugged in. And
looks like somebody had a Bigsby on it at some point.
I love it. You know, I've always loved P90 guitars, specifically single pickup P90 guitars, because it forces you to search for different tones and sounds with your fingers and your hands
and
in
work
different
the tone
places.
And volume knobs. Yeah.
Yeah, in different places where you pluck the strings. Or it's just, I don't know. There's almost beauty in the simplicity of it. Yes, I don't know.
Yeah, it definitely makes you focus on technique for sure.
Yeah, and that guitar is really a player.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
This one here is one of the new Southern Rock Tribute 59s from Gibson Custom Shop. It's got a little
cherry burst,
a little medallion there that says Southern Rock Tribute.
And cool.
I can't say enough about the Gibson Custom Shop. As the work they're doing is incredible. Now this guitar also is very resonant, and it's supposedly true to specs as far as the 58, 59, 60 burst would be.
Same wiring. And
The bumblebee caps and things like that. But J.D. Simo, who we talked about, he brought a 60 burst to a show the other day, and I played it. And I don't get to play those very often, you know. But it felt very, very similar. I was like, wow, what a great job. I mean, if I were to have to judge from that one guitar, I would say that they did a good job, hitting home runs at the custom shop.
No, is this something they put in? Did you request these pickups, or is that?
No, these are the custom Buckers that it came with, and they're great. I love them. I've got a lot of PAF clones. I really like these. I mean, there's a guy, Wiz, those are great. And obviously,
yeah.
I mean, there are too many to mention.
Bunch of guys making aftermarket
making
ones,
great
yeah.
pickups. This one.
This is very cool looking.
This belonged to a guitar player named Haggis that was in the band The Four Horsemen back in the early 90s. They were on Deaf American Records. And he told me that he bought this guitar at a guitar shop in Los Angeles called Performance Guitars, and it was just a naked Tele body and neck. And he had him put a P90 in it, and this lipstick tube came later, but he found this guy in a neighborhood in Los Angeles that was doing woodworking stuff, and for $100 the guy did this to it.
No kidding. So it was like a parts telly that he just took to the guy.
And he played it on their records and on tour, and a friend of mine wound up with it, and I bought it from my buddy. And it's a cool guitar.
It's really cool, man. It's a good look.
It's mainly an open G guitar for me. It just really likes that tuning.
Is the neck pretty similar to other tellies that you've played? Or
it's very, very thin. Feel that.
Ooh.
It's ridiculous.
It's like Yngwie thin, man.
Yeah,
it's like
it is Yngwie thin.
It's super, super little. Man, it's got some weight to it, too. It's not just...
Yeah. Normally, I wouldn't care for a neck like that, but it's fine. I'm not really that particular. Some people may
be. Your neck profiles are kind of all over the place, because this 53, obviously, or is this 56 is way fatter.
That's my favorite neck profile, I guess you could say, is that just because I've played that guitar more than any guitar I own. But this is more of a bat here.
Yeah, that's a Louisville Slugger one. So are you guys running different tunings for songs, or is it just...
Yeah, I do several different tunings and capoed tunings and things like that.
Gotcha.
That one's always been an open G guitar for me. It likes to live there.
That's how it feels good. Yeah, mm-hmm. I understand that. Awesome. And then as far as gauges, are you running the same gauges on everything, or do you change it according to tuning?
Always tens. Tens, okay. Just tens are comfortable.
They work for everything? Yeah, yeah, that's great. Well, cool, man. Do you have any other guitars you want to talk about before you?
Yeah, I'll...
Before we switch to amps?
I'll swap.
All right, so it looks like you got a little custom guy here.
Yeah, this is Echo Park Guitars in Los Angeles, California. Gabriel Curry, he's a genius. He's a true artisan. He's really, his attention to detail.
You can tell.
Is incredible. And the body and neck of this guitar are 500-year-old mahogany.
It's like sinker logs, is that what it was?
I think so. He's got the most incredible old growth wood that he works with I've ever seen, and you know, I don't get to spend a lot of time.
Where does he source it, do you know?
I'm not sure. He'd probably kill me if he told
me.
Yeah,
if you knew, yeah, I guess that's a trade secret.
He calls this one the 55 gold, and it's got the Echo Park sort of D'Armon Filtertron hybrid
thing. So this is his own pickup that he makes?
Yeah, in-house there, the great P90, and then that one, and it's a great marriage. And just really great craftsmanship.
Yeah, you can see. So how old is this guitar? Because the checking looks pretty natural. Is it a nitro finish that he froze and heated or something?
Yeah, he stuck it in the cold and in the heat and in the cold and in the heat. It's brand new. He handed me this guitar 3 months ago.
That's cool. I like it. And the headstock's pretty cool too.
Yeah.
And nothing crazy.
Got a couple of guitars from Gabriel. He's a pro.
Yeah, it looks great, man. Very, very cool custom.
And then another good friend that I actually grew up with, sort of. We didn't live in the same house, but he's from my hometown. He built a couple of basses for Richard, and I didn't know that he was a luthier. I had no idea.
You had no idea?
I knew he was a great guitar player when we were kids. He was a really great acoustic guitar player, a flat picker, bluegrass picker. And so then he made me this. It's beautiful, semi-hollow guy. And
I love that the pickup mounts match the finish.
Yeah,
that's
man.
Real cool.
I mean, it's just beautiful flame in this.
Now with humbuckers and a hollow body, are you getting a lot of feedback? Are you foam in there or anything?
No. Well, it's semi-hollow, so it's a
It's got a center block. Here, cool.
So, it's really, really nice. Again, like Gabriel, he's a he cares so much about what he's doing, and it's and tonality as well. It's really a great sounding guitar. I mean, you could see good looking guitars all day long that sound like shit, but these guys are players, yeah. So they know. So this is really a
beautiful. That's a work of art, man. I mean, the inlays and everything are just rad.
I thought the centerpiece was pretty unique as well. A piece of mahogany in there. So
very neat. Yeah. Cool. Well, what do you say we let's talk about some pedals and amps?
Okay.
All right.
Amps.
Run me through them.
Germino. It's a Plexi type, 68 Plexi type, 50 watt head.
It's got that look.
It's no bright cap, so it's more like the bass circuit. I just love that for, it's got that thing, that Plexi thing. That we all love. And for a non-master volume amps, really, really loud, of course. And but it's great. I love
it. And then this 800.
And I've had this old guy forever. And for years and years, I've played 800s. I mean, they're 800s. You know, they sound great.
It's a one-trick pony, but that trick is cool. Yeah.
And it was great to have, obviously, for a lot of years to have the master volume, because we played a lot of little clubs that I wouldn't be able to use that.
Sure.
But I've always loved the way this amp lives with a P90 guitar. It's such a great marriage, and you work the volume knob on the guitar, and all of a sudden you're playing a Telecaster.
Does that
it's
thing.
Just
yeah.
It's really cool. So I got, and then this 412, it's four greenbacks. And so I got this Tone Bone by Radial.
For switching?
So both heads are running into one cabinet, and that will switch them.
So depending on what
guitar
you grab, you want to be on. Gotcha.
And I got a pedal over there, a single switch to go back and forth. And then in here is an old Hughes and Kettner tube Rotosphere. I've had it for a long time.
Leslie cabinet simulator,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, since 97.
Old school.
Maybe.
It's got a 12AX7 in it.
Uh-huh. It still works, knock wood. Yeah.
So it's got a tube, does it warm up a lot?
It does. It's pretty beefy.
Yeah.
It's a little noisy too, but that's okay.
Yeah. It's fine.
Noisy's
good.
Get
lost in the mix.
Yeah.
Awesome stuff, man. Well, let's talk some pedals.
So, just your regular old run-of-the-mill Crybaby.
Gotcha.
This is a Bad Bob by Analog Man. It's, to me, it's like I think it's a 30 dB boost, but it's like a rhinoceros all of a sudden when you
Oh, so it does give you some.
It's big.
Gotcha.
You're not playing a rhino, and then you turn it on, and you're playing a rhino. Instant rhinoceros.
That's cool.
Greer, light speed. It's so transparent. I love it. It's and it really, I don't use it a whole lot. It's not.
Do you? So it looks like you have, I guess this is the volume, they call it loudness.
Yeah.
Or something. So you're kind of running it almost like a clean boost, but with just a little something?
Well, it's a little bit of compression from time to time, certain guitars or certain parts. I mean, it's I love it. It's great. I could probably leave it on all night and forget that it's even on because it's not. It doesn't color your tone at all, so it's really.
You wouldn't even notice.
Right? The only thing you would notice are the good attributes, nothing bad. An old Phase 45. Which is cool.
One knob.
That's it. It's great. Super trim, which is really great. Tremolo. This is just to operate the Hughes and Kettner, the Rotosphere.
The Rotosphere. Oh, that's cool. It's got a switch. Yeah, yeah. Now, does it do a graduated, like a Leslie, where it'll kind of...
Yes. When you go fast to slow, it slowly slows down. And
you
then
can hear
it
warble a little
ramps
bit.
Up.
Yep. That's cool. That's really neat.
The Wampler tape, the faux tape echo is great. I just got an Echoplex at home, a real tape Echoplex. I would never be able to bring it on the road.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to bring that out. Yeah.
This is a really great sounding replica of a...
Sure. Yeah, I mean, do you feel like it's pretty, I mean, for, you know, so much gets lost in translation when you're playing
sounds
in a loud
venue.
Sounds
great to me. It's kind of got that shriek, you know, that tape shriek, and you can turn it off and on here, the faux tape reel.
Oh.
I don't know why you would ever want to turn it off.
More
I love
tape
that.
Noises. Yeah, yeah.
It's really great. This is just to switch the heads back and forth.
So nothing crazy, but you got some good stuff to play with if you got to.
I love it. Especially the super trim. I just love tremolo so much.
And
I don't play an amp that has a tremolo, so.
Sure. Have you, you know, obviously, amp trim sounds awesome, you know, especially on old Fenders and stuff. Do you feel like this is comparable, or have you have you tried to AB any other trim pedals?
I haven't. I took a good friend of mine's word for it, and have never been disappointed. It's great sounding. I used it on two records ago. I used it on tons of songs on the record.
Oh, killer.
If I wasn't playing an amp that had tremolo.
Do you always keep the mix that low, or is it just like
well,
that?
Well, here's the thing. I make it simple because I'm ADD, and with it on the hard setting as opposed to soft, if you keep that, how should I put it? It's user-friendly this way because I can't screw it up.
Gotcha.
If I leave it all the way down, it's a nice, even tremolo.
It's getting some enough through. Yeah.
If you change the setting here, I haven't done it in 5 years. If you change it here, there's way too much.
So, travel.
Travel, yeah. So I'm like, okay, you know what? I like it like this, boom, down.
Cool. Well, hey, man, I really appreciate you taking the time to walk us through all this stuff.
Thank you very much.
Hang tight, guys. We'll be right back. All right, y'all. I'm here with Mr. Paul A. Jackson. He's going to run us through some of his stuff, although they have to sound check in a second, so we don't have too much time.
Yeah, well.
So let's get to it. Tell me about your number one.
This is my 79 Les Paul. Just the only thing I did do is change the pickups out. All this is...
It's all stock?
Stock, yeah. Pearly gates and a... 59 reissue.
Beautiful wear right here.
Yeah, right. I take it back. I put these knobs on a while back. And
so did you change pots or anything?
No.
No? It's all original.
Yeah, no. It's from what they told me when I bought it, it's all original stuff.
Let me see the back of it. Because it kind of looks like, I want to show these guys, it looks like an old bowling alley. These things are awesome. Very cool.
Let's play a game. Yeah, and I just have this symbol on here for Unity.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I put that on there myself. So
just, all right.
Nothing crazy important. And this is Telly, my buddy. Martin Moore made for me.
Where's he out of?
He's out of, I think it's North Carolina. Yeah, I think Raleigh maybe.
So this is all him, is it?
Well, it's yeah.
Ooh,
he.
I like that, it's nice and light.
It's great, it sounds amazingly beautiful. And his buddy, he just said Nunley, one word. He's like, who put the pickups in? He goes, a guy named Nunley made him.
And that maybe you guys will know about Nunley, yeah. And so I just got a comment on these barrels are super fat.
Yeah.
Are those custom? Is that something?
No. He got them. He bought them from somewhere and put it on. Like, he just put this guitar together for me.
Just
he
parts.
Didn't cut the body, you know what I mean? And
I
like
do
that.
Like that he put some 9mm rounds in there.
Yeah.
Just put them in the headstock. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So it's he did all this stuff to it. He does really great work.
Yeah. That's cool looking relic. Yeah.
Yeah. It sounds amazing.
And then you got this. Gorgeous mother over here.
Yeah, then
oh, Mini Buckers.
Yeah, Gibson hooked me up. They're such a great company, man. I can't say enough about them. Yeah, this is just your regular, I think it was 2013, maybe. I think that's what they told me.
All stock?
All stock.
Came out of the box, sounded awesome. Just played it.
Got these pretty cool tuning pegs on it, yeah.
Locking tuners, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
I think, I don't know.
It's very smooth to do. Like the banjo ones, I have my other one. They kind of mess with me a little bit.
Yeah, they're a little screwy. And then sometimes if they come on tension, the tuning gets all whacked out, yeah.
So this is just my main three that I use. I have quite a few more, but with all the guitars that Charlie and I usually carry around, we can't fit them in the box.
Can't fit them all. And then you're running this Custom Shop 50,
yeah.
Huh?
It's Custom Shop 50, you know, with these, I think there's, let me look at the back.
Sure. We got some.
I can't remember what.
Oh, and they're both open back?
Yeah, the Vintage 30s, that's
vintage
what they are.
Vintage 30s, cool.
Vintage 30s.
Awesome. So why orange as opposed to anything else? I mean.
Well, we used them before, and I just, you know, venture off. I'm always, you know, looking. But I played this. I went up to the shop. They said, come and check some stuff out. So I was like, all right. And then they asked me if I tried the Custom Shop 50. I was like, no. And they go, dude. When they let me play through it, I was like, well, now I got to have it.
Yeah. All right. Sell it to me. Put it in the truck.
You know?
That's funny, man. Very, very cool. So are these matching cabs? It looks kind of like the bottom one is a little smaller. It might be just where I'm standing there.
No, they're the same.
Matching cabs.
Yeah,
cool.
They both got Vintage 30s in them. And
I guess that just leaves us with pedals then, huh?
Yeah.
Let's take a look.
Do it.
All right, cool, man. This is pretty simple.
Yeah. It's
nothing crazy, but you got some fun stuff on here. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, man. I have a phase pedal here, Big Joe Stompbox. They sent this to me, and I plugged it in. I was like, all right, it's perfect for I need it for. It doesn't change my sound, you know. It's pretty avid.
Pretty transparent.
Yeah,
that's cool. And from there, where are you going?
I go, you know, obviously your Crybaby.
Standard, nods.
And then this Leslie simulator.
Yeah. Pigtronics makes awesome stuff.
I heard this online. It's like, oh, gotta have that. And then Wampler, whatever you want to call them.
Wampler.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of people call.
So is this just a clean boost?
Yeah, it's a clean boost in this Brad Paisley signature thing. I dig it.
Does it do that Tele thing?
Yeah. It does all that, and then this other compressor. You know, I don't use them all the time. I use it for little pieces of songs.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it's
even compression, because I found it hard to not play with compression. It just smooths you out so much.
Yeah, I do this for like leads maybe.
Yeah. Okay.
For me, actually, it depends on how I'm feeling. If I want to play this in one night, this one night.
That's cool.
You know, aren't crazy set, because I want that. You know, my rig.
Yeah, you don't want it to color it too much.
I don't
want to
play through a pedal.
And does that thing run hot enough for you to just get on it? You can work your volume knob.
That's what I mainly do. And this stuff is just a
taste, like little
lift up and pull down, lift up, pull down.
Just a little dynamic range in the sound. Yeah.
Yeah, because I mean, sometimes you know, with running humbuckers and single coils and those mini humbuckers, Charlie runs primary P90s, and they cut through anything. So I kind of have to battle that.
And you got to find where you fit.
Yeah,
in there.
And it's cool, you know, because I don't own a guitar with a P90 in it. Because for me, in my opinion, why I had the same thing.
If he's already covering that, yeah. That's cool. Well, hey, man, I'll let you guys get to sound checking, but I really appreciate you taking the time to walk
us
through this stuff.
Next time we do this again, I'll have tons of more stuff.
Okay, cool. Next time we do a rig rundown with Blackberry Smoke, they're going to have Cadillacs for pedal boards.
Right.
All this cool stuff.
Some unnecessary crap. Yeah.
Well, hey, guys, thanks so much for watching. Stay tuned and check out our other rig rundowns, review demos, and all of our other programs. Catch you soon.
Don't forget to sign up for PG Perks, your all-access pass to exclusive gear giveaways and discounts on PremierGuitar.com.